This is Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
The CNN documentary series United Shades of America is nearing the end of its fourth season, and the second to last episode is all about Milwaukee.
The Emmy Award-winning series follows host W. Kamau Bell, a black stand-up comedian who travels across the country to where he says are places the audience may not expect him to go, places he's never been, or where he feels like he can learn something new.
Whether it's about the people who live in different cities or challenges specific to those areas, the show's goal is to inform the audience and to get them to think differently about what they thought they knew. Issues such as religion, racism, and white supremacy, for example, have been at the center of some of the episodes.
And it is a certain reputation in Milwaukee that brought Bell here. He spoke with WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell.
So Milwaukee's episode is called hashtag Living While Black. How did Milwaukee get the honor of its own episode?
When we sit down to come up with a new season, I'm always trying to go to places and cities that, you know, a lot of classic American cities. I think it's important to go to those places, make sure we sort of hit all the big places on the map, and also go to places people wouldn't expect us to go or aren't thinking about. So it's sort of always like this, where haven't we been yet? And so Milwaukee is certainly a classic American city. And you go, okay, well, and then you go, okay, so then you also go, well, if we went to Milwaukee, sort of what's going on in Milwaukee? What's there to talk about? And one thing that comes up is like, regularly, Milwaukee, as you know, I'm sure, has been designated as the most segregated city in America. And so with for our show, it's like, whoa, okay, that's right down our alley. I think that, like, the thing I was sort of aware of when we did that, though, is, like, we talk about racism all the time on our show. It's probably, I can't imagine an episode where we haven't talked about racism. But how do we approach that in a different way in this episode? And then also, how do I make sure that, because a lot of the show, people rely on me sitting in my seat going, like, what? I didn't know about any of this. Well, you know, due to how I was raised, I'm pretty conversant in segregation in America. My mom was from Indianapolis, so, and, you know, was born in 1937. So then it becomes like, how do we book this show and create it in such a way that I'm not just sitting there going, yeah, I get all this. Even though the details, of course, I don't get because I'm not from Milwaukee. But I think that was the challenge of the show, and I'm really proud of how we did that. It's sort of like the conceit of like, okay, we're going to sort of pitch this one differently to the audience. This time, instead of me being the one who's sort of always sitting in the seat of not knowing, I'm going to assume that a big portion of our audience is and sort of going, welcome to the Black People meeting. And I have those kind of talks with my Black friends all the time where we just sort of get deep divey and sort of in the weeds about race in America and race and racism in America. And so we were like, I was like, that's how we're going to frame it. You get to come to the Black People meeting that I go to all the time. People out there who aren't Black, enjoy. As I say in the episode, white people, please don't bring the potato salad with the raisins in it.
Yes, I laughed at that one. So one of the topics that you got to in the episode was the many occurrences of white people calling the cops on Black people. And when you were intending to meet with Reggie Jackson, you just happened to be at the park where one of those instances were happening, and you ended up talking to Vaughn Mays, who is a community activist out here. What was it like for you actually having the chance to kind of witness that and be able to talk to the people who were out there?
I mean, it's sort of interesting with our show how often we sort of stumble into things that are about the thing we're talking about. Now, I mean, some of that is because we're heading to neighborhoods and parts of cities where those issues are already occurring, which is why we're going there. But that has happened more than once or we're in a place and somebody goes, well, if you go over here, you can see this thing. So at this point, I was sort of like, I think my reaction was like, are you serious? Is this actually happening? to be in an episode that we'd already determined in the pitch, like, I was like, I want to use all these videos, all the barbecue Beckys of the world, and to sort of walk up on that thing, it was just like, it felt like, I guess for me, I just feel like the universe is going, you're on the right path. And luckily, honestly, the situation was not, nobody was hurt, nobody was even that threatened by that woman, so it could have been a much worse situation, but luckily, because it was not, we were able to really sort of have fun with it, and if it had been different, we would have treated it differently, obviously. But, you know, for me, it was just like, and then to walk up on like one of the local tent poles of activism, because we're there to meet Reggie Jackson and meet Javon, it was just like, it was great because it got us an extra thing in the show that was super relevant and an extra conversation that we wouldn't have had otherwise, you know? So that's how I think the show works best, when we sort of follow our nose into whatever's happening. And when we pulled up and saw what's happening, I think you hear in the show, I was like, turn the cameras on, we got to go. Like, I was really like... Yeah, we're basically shooting an episode of Cops for a second, you know. The cameras aren't aimed at the cops; they're aimed at the people who the cops are talking to.
And so, as I said, Reggie Jackson walked up kind of at that point, and you guys had like a back and forth. He was telling you about the historical kind of relationship between the Black community and the Milwaukee Police Department, and also the Sherman Park unrest that happened after the murder of Saville Smith. When you were talking to him, what was going through your mind? Were you finding out things about Milwaukee specifically that you never knew? What was your reaction to what he was talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it was really like, you know, again, you don't have to, two Black men talking, you don't have to really explain to me that the cops and the Black community don't always have a good relationship. That's not the thing that I'm most compelled by. I know that. But the details of Milwaukee's specific history around that is what was interesting to me, because I'd lived in Chicago. I graduated high school in Chicago. So I'd been to Milwaukee a handful of times, but I didn't know anything about it. So for me, that's always interesting, too, to hear the specific history of a city and a place, and specifically in that episode as it relates to the Black community. So, you know, I think that was the thing I was really happy to have Reggie Jackson there for. I'm glad we got that interview. I just think the interview meant so much more because of the frame of the thing that happened with, as I think they called her, Halloween Helen. We're not having to prove to the audience, like, there's definitely a percentage of the audience who's watching the show who's like, I don't know, seems like Black people are always complaining about the cops. So for me, it was like, we don't have to push too hard to prove it because we walked up on it. Now, maybe you think we staged it. I can't really help you there. False flags and all that nonsense. But I know that this actually happened as we were coming here to talk to Reggie Jack.
And then also you had the chance to speak with Maria Hamilton, Dontre Hamilton's mom. It was a different moment where you said this, but you were saying for all the Black men who had been killed by police, you see yourselves in them. And so how was that speaking with her?
I mean, I'm always feel very privileged to have that conversation because she just certainly doesn't have to talk to me. And I certainly understand if she's told the story too much or feels like maybe she would be worried about what we would do with it, you know, or how, if, you know, luckily the show's been on now that people are sort of familiar with the show when we call them, or they can get familiar pretty quickly. But, you know, I was felt lucky that she would sit down and talk to me, and she really opened up and told her story. And it's such a tragic story, and to be sitting in the place where it happened too was just so, it's not unbelievable because I believe it, but it's just so, it's like a gut punch to hear those stories and certainly be in the place where it's happening. So I was really honored that she would tell me the story, and then also sort of also saddened by the fact, and as I say in that segment, that it seems like we always have this thing where there's so many Black moms who have to step up in when their children, often sons, get killed by police and then sort of become professional activists, which I'm grateful to them and also sad for them, you know. So I felt like it's my job. I feel really happy to be able to uplift her story and to share it with the world, because there's been so many of these stories now that her story is not one of the more famous stories, which is sad to sort of have to rank them, but that's just the case. So I'm happy to be able to share her story. And she was really open, and we got up and walked around, and she showed me where Dontre had been killed, and was really like, you know, but also you could really feel her sadness. As it makes sense, she's still mourning. And then to talk with Sarita McFadden and say, when I see Black men killed by cops like Eric Garner, like I'm seeing myself. And that's an example of since I can't sit there and go, I've never heard of Black men being killed by cops like I would in another episode, opening myself up and being vulnerable like that felt really good to do in the show in a different way. And so, like, this is normally a conversation that I would have with Sarita, another Black person, and we would have this conversation, like, in that kind of a conversation, but it wouldn't be on camera. So I felt like I'm happy when I know the audience is seeing something they don't always see on TV.
And the fact that people do get to see these kind of intimate moments, what do you hope people, or what are you trying to get people to take away from this show, take away from the different people they get to see, the different areas you're going to?
I mean, I think there's two things. One, on a basic level, I just hope to change the conversation. The conversation you have after the show is different than the one you had coming in, because something in the show sort of sparks you to sort of think about things differently, or at least argue about things differently, you know, I don't want the information to sort of affect you. And also, I wanted to be clear that all the problems that we are sort of taught about in the history books, for whatever they are, depending upon where we are in this country, are still the problems that America's dealing with. We're still dealing with white supremacy, we're dealing with patriarchy, we're dealing with racism on a daily basis, we're dealing with structural inequality and economic inequality, like all these things that we talk about in the history books in the so-called land of opportunity, the country's still dealing with, but some people are dealing with it in a more profound oppressive way than others. And those people are people of color, obviously women. So, like, you know, I think that we have to really sort of, and then women of color even most of all. So I think we have to really sort of go, don't believe the hype that it's land of opportunity. There's still problems we're dealing with and have to figure out. And so that stuff's not in the past. I think I'm trying to, the stuff you read in history books, like I say, America's not a series of dot and dashes. It's a line that keeps us, a continuous line.
W. Kamau Bell is a comedian and host of CNN's United Shades of America. The episode about Milwaukee called #LivingWhileBlack airs this Sunday night at 9 on CNN. He spoke with WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell.
You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.